Welcome to the Waken Podcast, where we discuss intentional living, sustainability, relationships, business, and all the adventures in between.
But not this time.
But not this time. We're going off script this time.
Because we're in isolation. What is it called? Shelter in place.
Yeah, I know. There's like...
Well, I'm David, and...
I'm Cassidy,
if you all didn't know. We're your hosts. So
we're the soothing voices.
We're the soothing voices
inside your ear right now.
That sounded a little weird. So we're doing like mini-sodes, like mini episodes, not our regularly scheduled episode that's on Wednesday.
But yes.
Today's Monday, I believe so, because we've been in
time shelter and space. Time and space doesn't exist right now.
I don't even know if it's the weekday, weekend. I don't know what day it is.
It could be winter. It could be summer.
But I believe it's Monday.
Yeah.
And so we're going to talk about things that we've been watching and eating.
Yes. Because I'm sure you guys are very interested in learning about what we've been stuffing in our faces. And
I'm sure
visually taking in.
Everyone's doing the same thing at this moment. So.
Oh, by the way, let us know, guys. Do you think what we're trying to like debate between the name for this?
Yes.
I say quarantine conversations as like the theme of these minisodes. David says
self-isolation conversation.
Yeah. So let us know what you think.
But it's a shelter in place.
Rolls off the tongue more.
Yeah. So, Cassidy, what have you been watching?
I have a couple categories. So TV. I've been watching a lot of SVU and Criminal Minds. Just finished the whole series. I mean, I haven't seen every episode, but the ending of the series of Criminal Minds, which was pretty bittersweet. And a lot of SVU marathons.
How did you like the ending of Criminal Minds?
I was not fully satisfied. I thought they could do a little bit better for like how many years it's been on the air and how developed the characters of it. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, it wasn't that great.
A little disappointed, but it was fine. Still got a lot of shows to watch.
What movies have you seen?
Well, I haven't really... We've just watched some, like, X-Men.
Sprinkled in.
Hobbs and Shaw that's on TV. I do want to rent, or whatever way to watch it, Little Women, because it's out now. Mm. I hear it's really good. I also want to watch some nostalgic movies, like Hook and, like... The Never Ending Story and Parent Trap, because I just need some like feel good stuff right now.
Yeah. Oh, that's what I watched.
What'd you watch?
So when I was younger, I used to watch this movie. It's The Jungle Book.
But oh, yeah.
I got to find
it's
out.
It's not what's the new
called.
One.
It's not the new one. It's
here. Is it from like the 90s, 80s?
I believe so. Let me find it though.
Okay.
Well, while I find that. Tell us more of
what. Wesley. Well, you called me into the room.
I yelled. I was like,
we were watching another timeless classic, which we could all use right now, The Princess Bride. The actor, I don't remember his name, who played Wesley, was a bad guy, right? In this notebook.
In this rendition,
this notebook, this Jungle Book movie. Anyways,
I'm going to find it. I have it right here. It is The Jungle Book. It came out in December 25th, 1994. It was the director, Stephen Sommers. Hmm. So it has Jason Scott Lee, Lena Headey. I don't know how to say that. And then the Wesley cat from,
what's his name though?
I'm going to let you go and try to.
Oh,
Carrie.
Elwes?
Something like that. So he's Captain Williams. It has Sam Neill in it too. And John Cleese.
I don't know those names. But I probably know their faces.
Well, Sam Neill was in Jurassic Park. He was one of the... I can't think of what they're called right now. Archaeologists?
Mm, gotcha. I can't watch Jurassic Park.
But that was one of my favorite Jungle Book movies. So it was cool to see it on TV. It was kind of nice.
Yeah, it was really different than the other one because they're like in civilization. It's super different because
he's an adult now.
But they're like in civilization. It's not just in the jungle.
Yeah, but he's like an adult in this one.
Yes.
When he comes back.
Oh, so kind of like how like the Tarzan? No.
No. So most of the Jungle Book movies take place when he's a boy. And so mm-hmm. this one starts off with he's a kid and the main captain, he has a daughter and they're like friends. And Tiger comes in at the Shere Khan and kills a lot of people in the in that little encampment.
Shere Khan.
And he gets lost. And so he's, you know, everybody knows the story. He's raised by wolves, but he's found or he like sneaks back in to the actual city like years, years later. He's like in his 20s now.
Gotcha. Does he end up back in the jungle?
A little in between, I guess.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm just curious.
It's pretty good. I like it. So if you guys haven't seen it, I recommend you watch it because it's like a different rendition, but it's good.
Yeah, I'm curious if you guys have like been watching or have it on your list to watch like old classics or movies that you really enjoyed in your childhood.
Yes, that was very comforting to see that
movie. It's very comforting. Yeah, it's like a putting on a warm, cozy blanket from childhood.
Yes.
Drinking a warm but that's glass of milk.
I haven't been watching too much TV. I've been like going back and forth, but
yeah. Well, have you been watching anything on YouTube?
Nothing but like news here and there. Mm-hmm. And then when I don't want to watch the news because it's everywhere. You could just whatever's recommended, I guess.
Well, I've been watching some Architectural Digest, you know, houses of celebrities, which it's actually really enjoyable. I started watching them with our friends Alex and Savannah, and like it's surprising, like some celebrities I actually really like their house and it was unexpected, and then some I'm like I had higher expectations and I was like really disappointed or just unimpressed with their interior style, but that's kind of fun. Also I've been randomly into like pantry preparing videos because of all this like supply hoarding and
people
stuff.
People are going a little crazy.
Yeah, so just kind of, I don't know, it kind of makes me want to buy an extra freezer after all this to just like have backup.
Sure.
I don't know.
Well, on that, I went to the store. I'm jumping now to food.
Okay. Well, that was the wrap up of what we're watching. Now, here we go into eating. Food.
I went to the store, I think it was like a couple days ago, and like the freezer section was cleared out a few days ago, and it's like, oh, like, all right guys, let's calm down a little bit, but it was cleared out, but there was the one section that was like
untouched
was where it's like a lot of the mock meats and stuff and some frozen pizzas and stuff, but one of the mock meats sections was saved from the panic buy.
So people don't want vegan food when they're starving?
Pretty much.
Or preparing so to
it's
starve?
Not, it's not really, you know, just kind of shows that it's not really that people aren't buying essentials. They're buying what they want and stuff. So it's not, you're not in a panic situation when you're not buying whatever you can get to eat. People are choosing their preferences over actual necessity, which kind of shows that we're not in necessarily a panic.
Yeah.
We shouldn't be. But, I went and I was like, oh, let me try some of this stuff out. And one of the little frozen things were called Alpha Pot Pies. And they were completely vegan. They were actually really good.
I got some vegan taquitos that were pretty good.
Those are really good too.
And Annie's
little pizza bites.
Amy's. Amy's.
Because Annie's makes mac and cheese.
Oh, yeah. That's confusing. Yeah. Okay. Gotcha. Amy's.
Shout out to Amy's. She has a lot of good products.
But the like faux pepperoni is better than the cheese.
Yeah. So the Alpha Pot Pies, they come in like, or the ones I got were buffalo chicken, beef and cheddar, pizza, and like a vegetable feta, but they're all vegan.
Mm-hmm.
They're actually pretty good. So what I did was I threw them into the
air fryer,
and it cooked it really well, like nice and crispy, and inside it really does just taste like a buffalo chicken.
Really good. It actually kind of tastes like pasta was in there almost. Oh no, not the chicken one. I didn't try that one, but I tried the pizza one.
I don't know if it tasted like pasta to me.
To me, it tasted like
but it kind of gave
because it had like bell peppers in it.
It gave me a healthier vibe of like a Hot Pocket, which you can't eat till like 5 minutes after pulling it out of the microwave.
Give that 20 minutes after.
Yes. Or your face will melt off.
Well, you know what we should do? We should do like mini reviews of, we were talking about this earlier, we should do mini reviews of
frozen
little
foods.
Frozen foods and like treats.
Yeah. and we'll rate
and
them.
And put it on our story. Instagram stories on at the Wacom Podcast and let you guys know what we think.
What to eat and what to avoid.
Because, like, we have been eating more freezer meals because we have some in our freezer.
Yeah.
And so we're trying to eat what we have.
Yeah.
But also, we've been cooking real food. We're not just
I've been cooking real food, eating freezer foods, yeah. Just
and that's
getting
good.
Creative.
Like, I think that's a good thing coming out of this, a silver lining, is that we've been cooking more, eating at home more, because we're not, like, super big cookers. I'm not, at least. But, you know, we DoorDash.
Yeah.
But we haven't
been. I do feel like we should support small businesses.
I know.
As much as we can.
Yeah. I know, that's like a...
Because they are doing their best to...
Right.
Keep everything sanitized and clean, and you know, we as a community, local especially, you need to come through for your
mm-hmm.
for your community as yeah. much as you can. And then there's also, like, I think you do a little bit of both.
Yeah,
balance yourself out.
No, I am
because you also don't want to go
that.
Don't want to go broke through this
know,
whole thing.
Because you got to be like making sustainable balanced. Choices for your lifestyle, right? For like what. Money you have coming in or what your situation yeah. is right now but some of the things we've been cooking, like, I made bolognese sauce for the first time, which was actually really good. I loved it. Did it with some angel hair. I'd actually got it from a Nicole Richie YouTube video, so that was really good. Been making some fried rice.
That's Lionel Richie's
his older adopted daughter. Yeah, she's funny. I really like her. Anyways, and then I made fried rice yesterday. I made some more today. Been making lentils in our attempts to be healthy during this time.
For me.
It's also like really lentils. Good to eat. You've been liking them?
I love lentils.
Yeah. You don't really like beans, though. I like lentils. Because if
I'm,
I make beans,
I'm good
you
off
don't really
beans.
Eat beans.
I don't like beans that much, but lentils, I can get down with lentils.
Yeah. You and your mom
or
don't
I like
beans.
Congris, which is like a mix of like rice and black beans, but like cooked together and with like some spices and stuff, and it's really good.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I like too.
You do eat the anise beans.
I do like
beans.
The anise refried beans.
You'll have
some they got
tacos
chilies
with
in
that.
There and I like that.
Yeah, the green chilies.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If you guys need some canned refried beans, anise.
They're
that's
really
anise,
good.
Or that's Amy's. No, that's
Amy's.
Gosh.
They're all Amy's. Amy's got the bigger market
okay.
here.
Amy's.
Annie's, I've only seen Annie's. For me, I've only seen it for like
yeah,
the mac and cheese.
I know. I mix them up for some
but
reason.
But they might make other things. I'm not sure.
I'm pretty sure. No, they do. They make the fruit snacks and the like.
Oh, yeah, the little
healthier,
gummy things. Like the rabbits.
Yeah, and like the healthier like Cheez-Its that are rabbits.
Yes.
Yeah, so they do make other things, but they don't make any like frozen.
But
food.
Amy's makes a ton of things.
Yeah, they do. So
I think they have some restaurants too, I believe.
Yeah, they have one in Rennert Park, I think.
What restaurants are you guys supporting in your area? And what are your favorite dishes?
Yeah, let us know.
We'd like to know in the comment section.
Have you been cooking? Have you been door dashing? Have you been heating up those frozen meals that you've saved for
yeah.
a rainy day?
And another question. I know I'm throwing a lot of questions out there for people. So, since movie theaters are shut down, this would be interesting to know how, in terms of the numbers, how well they do. A lot of networks or movie companies, whatever, are going to be throwing the movies directly to.
Yeah.
You know, your home, not where you purchase a video movie actual copy, but you can rent it kind of straight from, you know, production to your home without going to the movie theater. And I think they're doing like a $20 rental fee for a day or two or a couple of days. And I wonder if that's like something that will be the future, because I'm thinking, okay, so if the family goes to the movie theater, to the movies, movies are like $10 plus now. Well, in mm-hmm. our area, we're in the Bay Area, so they're like about 10 bucks a movie
mm-hmm.
to go see it at a theater. So that's like $40-some for a family of four. So if renting it directly from home at $20 or $20 is what the numbers are throwing out, it sounds like a pretty good deal.
Yeah.
And even if you're doing it with two people, that's $20. If you're a single person, $20 for a movie, it's a lot.
But also,
like, you're at your home.
And if, I don't know if they're doing it for multiple days, so you can technically rewatch it and get more of your money's worth if you just are like, I want to watch this over and over and over again until I can't watch it anymore.
But I'm interested to see how that does, if it's successful for the companies, because that could potentially be the next step in
if it paves a
entertainment,
new
your movie
way for
because I think a lot of things are going to change after this.
I know.
Like, I will forever be a germaphobe after this.
You know, you really used to be with the judgments when I'd break out my hand sanitizer. I would never
ever wash my hands. Like, I would eat without washing my hands, even if we were out. Even if we were at Disneyland, I would eat and, like, not really wash my hands.
I'd be like, what are you trying to prove?
And I was always like, oh, my immune system is strong. But now it's like, not that I'm scared or anything, but it's like, you know, things change. Your the way you see things change. Like, I'm more worried. Granted, anything can happen, but again, protecting, you know, the older ones in my life. But yeah, I think I'm gonna be a germaphobe after this. Not sure. I wonder how people are gonna react after this. It'll be interesting to see.
It will be interesting to see. Yeah, and like what it's gonna be like to like put real clothes on again. That's going to be
shorts
pretty...
sweats.
Well, I've been living in leggings. I don't even know if I still fit in all my clothes.
I've been wearing shorts nonstop. This is the first sweat day.
I know. You were in your alma mater sweatpants.
Well, pretty interesting stuff.
So we've been having some riveting things home. Going on at Casa de Avalo.
Yeah.
But we've honestly... I'm so glad we have a dog through this.
Yeah, she's been very comforting.
Yeah.
And a yard.
In a yard. Yeah, I know.
In a yard.
And being able to go on walks. And
if you're in an apartment, what are you doing to help you get through these?
Yeah.
These times, because I imagine it would be harder in an apartment. Because, I mean, I'm figuring. I mean, you can go for a walk and stuff, but.
Yeah.
I gotta imagine it would be a little more difficult because it's a confined space.
Yeah, and like if you're in a super metropolitan area. That might even be trickier. I don't know.
Have you gotten to know your neighbors a little better?
Do you feel closer to them or do you hate them?
Or do you want to keep away from them from now on?
Our neighbors have been blasting some music. You know, they're still keeping the party alive over there.
It ranges. It's very different.
They got range. And it's like, sometimes it's cool. Sometimes I'm like,
they're blasting
really
the trumpet.
Don't want to hear your music right now because I'm just not in the mood.
But... that's what we've been doing so far.
That's what we've been eating and watching. So,
and let us know what you guys have been doing out there.
Yeah.
And
it feels like everybody's on like a different planet.
It's just really weird. Everything is it's like the Twilight Zone.
It is. I was like thinking when you said it was Monday, but we don't really know. It's like technically they could totally be messing with us and like updating our phones and just like say whatever day it was. And after a certain point, I'd probably just believe them.
Maybe
it's like it's July 22nd. Like, well, it kind of feels like it.
Not right
for
now.
The amount of time we've been in.
The weather feels definitely like we're in winter still.
I know,
but apparently we're in spring
today.
Now.
We are officially in spring.
Well, in our area is like cloudy and muggy, but I wonder what it's like in. Apparently, Florida's got some nice weather. A lot of people weren't leaving the beaches.
I know. I wish I could go to the beach.
But we can't, and a lot of people weren't listening to the
social distancing. That news thing. You know what we should talk about in our next quarantine conversations episode? I'm taking the lead on that name. I'm just gonna go with
quarantine
it.
Quarantine episode.
Quarantine conversation.
Quarantine conversation.
We should talk about like where we want to be traveling in our head right now.
Oh, that's a good one. Where we want to go next,
where
or what
we
want to do next,
or like
when this is over.
Yeah, planning to do after this. Or do you guys want to hear first a bucket list of what we're going to do while it's still impossible to do anything else but leave your house? Let us know.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Leave it in the wherever you see the announcement that we've uploaded a podcast. If there's a comment section,
yeah,
leave
you can
it in there.
Email us or direct message us or comment on a post on our social media at The Waken Podcast. We'll get back to you.
Don't forget the.
The is very important.
All right. Well, so this Wednesday we'll be doing another regularly scheduled episode. So we'll see you guys
in the next one.